This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Some businesses in and around Denver are reopening today as the city's stay-at-home order has been lifted. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Some operations can reopen with restrictions, including most retail stores, salons, tattoo shops, real estate showings, colleges, and non-essential offices. Staff and customers must wear face masks inside, and business owners must provide disinfectant and limit the number of people allowed inside. Services like haircuts can be made by appointment only. Some businesses are choosing to remain closed despite the looser rules, while others say they'll go above and beyond by taking temperatures of employees and customers using touchless thermometers. Private gatherings of 10 people or fewer are also allowed. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Grand Junction and Montrose saw record low amounts of precipitation in April, which is typically one of the Western Slope's wettest months. Less rain and melting snowpack have meteorologists concerned about drought conditions during the wildfire season. Chris Sanders is with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
If we lose the snowpack quicker, that's just going to exaggerate the drought conditions and the soil is going to dry up. And unless we get some precipitation back into our area, then that's only going to continue to get worse.
Sanders says it's hard to predict how much rain to expect this summer. At the same time, parts of southern Colorado are now under extreme drought conditions. And no rain in the forecast for Grand Junction this weekend. Sunny skies for the Western Slope. This is CPR.